Begin this morning by reading two of Shinran's wasan hymns. These express Shinran's appreciation of the Contemplation Sutra, one of the three important sermons delivered by the Buddha on this topic of Amida Buddha and birth in the Pure Land. で、仏説貫無量寿経を褒める親鸞聴仁のご和讃をいただいて始まりたいと思います。合唱をお願いします。Please join me in 合唱。 Amida and Shakyamuni, employing compassionate means, and Ananda, Modgalyayana, Purana, Vaidehi, Devadatta, King Ajatasatru, Bimbasara, Jivaka, Chandra Prabha, Varsaka, and others. All of them great sages, by various means, brought the most foolish and lowest of evil people to enter the vow that does not neglect people of grave offenses and transgressions. Ida shaka ho venshite anam mokudem purna idai. Datasha oho binmasara gibhagako yoto daisho no no もにぼんぐてげのつにとぎゃくあくもらさぬせいかんに Morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. Thank you for joining us today for our February Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial, in which we remember those loved ones who passed over to the other shore this month of February. 皆さん、2月に往生の総会を遂げられた戦没者を偲ぶ今月の正月法要のようこそのご参拝でございます。This month, as we reflect on those we remember today and the history of our Sangha and our community, we also prepare to mark the 75th anniversary of the signing of Executive Order 9066, which authorized the forced removal of all Japanese and people of Japanese ancestry from the West Coast, including right here in San Mateo, including many of your family members and those we remember today. And as I've been reflecting on this history, I've been looking to the guidance of the first minister to be assigned here to the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, Reverend Daisho Tanna. If you look on the display we have of previous ministers and previous temple presidents here, there's a portrait of Tanna Sensei, and it says that he served here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple from 1952 to 1955. Prior to that point, the temple had been served by ministers from the Buddhist Church of San Francisco, but Tanna Sensei was the first minister to be actually assigned here in San Mateo and Palo Alto. And during the war years, Tanna Sensei was interned in Santa Fe and Lordsburg, New Mexico. And he wrote tremendous four-volume memoir. It's actually a collection of his diaries from his daily experiences. And I've been reflecting on that and reading some of his reflections from this season, this time 75 years ago, as the war was breaking out and the internment process was beginning. So as I was reading Tana-sensei's memoirs, I was struck by his memory of December 7th, 1941, which was a Sunday. そして 1941年の7日 が日曜日のことでした。 And at the time, Tana-sensei was serving at Lampok. Lampok had a small Buddhist church. He was serving there on the central coast. And he had been invited to a junior YBA celebration of the Buddha's enlightenment, a Bodhi Day service. そして当時のTana-senseiはロンポクというカリフォルニアの沿岸の中央のところにあったんですけど、その時に1941年の12月の7日にちょうど浄土会の仏教青年会仏僧の団体の法要があった、それに向かっていたんですね。 And he describes how when he arrived, it was when he first arrived as he pulled into the San Luis Obispo Buddhist temple, having driven about 30 miles up the coast, he was greeted by the previous minister, the minister who was serving there at the time, saying that this will truly be a Bodhi Day that we will remember. そしてこれは記念すべき浄土会であるということですね。 And then he informed him that the attack on Pearl Harbor had occurred. そしてその真珠湾の攻撃があったということですね。 And at first, Tana-sensei thought, no, this must surely be confusion. I'm sure it was the Germans or the Italians who did this.
Tana-senseiは最初はじゃあドイツかイタリアだっただろうと思われたそうです。
And then it was only later when they used the shortwave radio to listen to a report from Japan that they heard the announcement coming from Japan that the war in the Pacific had begun, followed by a kind of military march played across the radio waves.
そして、ラジオで日本の放送を聞いたら、確かに日本が太平洋戦争が始まった。そして、軍艦マーチが引いて、本当に戦争だということですね。
And so Tana-sensei, that evening, was charged with giving a Dharma talk to those assembled for the service.
そして、その夕方に、Tana-senseiが、法話をすることになってたんですね。
So I wanted to, he recorded some of his points from his Dharma talk, and I wanted to share one of those with you.
そして、Tana-senseiはこういうふうにおっしゃったそうですね。
As Buddhists, when we recall the land of our ancestors far to the west, more than longing to return to Japan, we aspire to return to the Pure Land in the western quarter, and day by day, as if dwelling in the company of the Tathagata seated on the diamond seat, we endeavor to abide in the true diamond-like mind. Wareda Bukkyo to wa 西方遥か宋国を思うとき、日本に帰ることを思うよりも、小西方の浄土に歓喜することを覚悟して、一日一日を如来の金剛の座にいましたごとくに、金剛の真心にして、 過ごそうではないかとおっしゃいますね。Then just a few days later, Tana Sensei describes how he receives a call, an urgent call from some of his Lampok temple members who had taken their daughter, their young adult daughter was quite ill and had been taken to a hospital in Santa Barbara and sadly had passed away due to her illness. So Tana Sensei then immediately got in the car and rushed down to Santa Barbara to be with the family, to perform the Makura Gyo and to assist them in the preparing for the other services they would hold. そして、それ数日後に、サンタバーバラに、の病院に入院した、若い、女性の、こう、檀家さんが、モントさんが、お浄土に往生して、そして、タナ先生は急に、
And as he spoke with the family, they decided that due to the high tension at that time and the building hysteria, that rather than having the customary funeral service where the whole community could gather in remembrance, that they would at that time just do a small private family service at the crematorium.
そして、大勢の日本人が集まることよりは、その時はちょっと非常時としては火葬場で静かにお葬式しようということですね。
And he describes this very heart-wrenching scene of the young woman's father tearfully expressing his deep regret to his daughter that after all she had been through, all of her illness and suffering and all she'd been through in the hospital, that he was not able to give her friends an opportunity to come and see her one last time before the cremation.
そしてそのタナ先生が描くのはその亡くなった娘さんのお父さんが泣きながら娘さんに謝りの言葉を言って何を歩まるかと聞きますとそういうちゃんとした友達が最後のお別れの挨拶ができることができずにこんな小さな葬儀をすることになってたということですね。
And Tanda Sensei describes how he had gathered some narcissus flowers from around the garden of the Japanese language school in Lampok and brought them to those assembled for the service to each lay one in the casket on the chest of the woman who had passed away.
そして、タナ先生が、その水仙の花を、その日本語学園の前から集まって、そしてみんなに配って、その葬儀の火葬場で、こういう一人一人に、娘の胸に置いて、お別れの挨拶ができたということですね。
タナ先生 talks about how nervous he was. He had to drive back and forth the 65 miles from Lampok to Santa Barbara three times back and forth.And he was sure that he would get pulled over by the police and questioned.
そして、タナ先生は3回も南北からサンタバーブラ65マイル往復しながらずっと緊張しながら絶対警察に捕まっていろいろな質問をされるだろうと思いながらそういうことをしたということですね。
Then, on February 19th, one of his temple members came to visit him and said, as soon as he opened the door and they had their greeting, this member said, Sensei, pack a suitcase. Yesterday, they came and rounded up most of the Japanese leaders in Guadalupe, starting with Reverend Matsuura. So they'll come to Lampok in the next day or so. Pack a suitcase so you won't have to rush around frantically when they come for you. I packed mine last night. We'll work out arrangements to deal with whatever else may come.
そして2月の19日に田名先生のご門徒さんが先生のところに行かれてこういうふうに言いました。先生、荷物を支度をしておきなさい。昨日はガダルーピで松浦海峡市をはじめ大部分の日本人が検挙されたから今日あたり南北に連れに 来ると思う。その時になって慌てぬようにスーツケースをこしらえておきなさい。私は昨夜こしらえた。後のことは何とかなるように話し合いがしてあるからと言いますね。
So then a few days later, the FBI agents came to the temple where he was living, and they asked him various questions, searched the temple high and low for guns, for shortwave radios, for anything else that might be forbidden items for any enemy aliens to have at that time. そして数日後にFBI がこういうお寺に来て、その、まあ、徹底的に屋上まで、地下室まで、お内陣の奥までいろいろな銃があるかとかラジオがあるかとかいろいろなその敵国住民が持ってはいけないものがあるかと探して、 Of course they found nothing. もちろん何も見つけられなかったですけど。 And then as they were leaving, Tana sensei asked them, Am I to be arrested? そして私もこういう研究されるかと言って、ね、said, Yes, you will. そして、はい、しっかりと言われました。
And so, Tana sensei then finished his preparations, ate dinner, spoke with his wife, gave her instructions on how to take care of the temple and the other matters, and to await instructions from the headquarters, and then he sat and waited, and waited.And waited until 10:30.
そして妻と話し合って、じゃどうすればいいかといろいろ話し合いながら、して晩ご飯食べて待って待って待って、10時半になって誰も来ない。
So 10:30, no one came. So he called the police station. He said, I'm waiting for someone to come pick me up. He said, Oh, the FBI has already left town.
そしては FBI はもう帰ったということですね。
So can I stay home tonight?Sure, go ahead.
そしてじゃあ家で寝てくださいと言われたんですね。
Then he just collapsed into bed after all that tension, waiting and waiting. It wasn't until nearly a month later, March 14th, that he actually was taken then into custody, along with other ministers, Christian pastors, and local leaders.
そして3月の14日にようやくそう、論破に出ることになったんですね。
So they were, he talks about how they were first held in a camp, Tuna Canyon, just outside Los Angeles. They were held in a camp and they were, it's sort of the assembly center. So they were all put on buses and driven down to this Tuna Canyon camp. It was an old Civilian Conservation Corps camp.
そしてツナキャニオンというところにまず逮捕集まってたんですね。
So, the first morning, he describes how their breakfast was black coffee and oatmeal that only tasted like grain sugar, had no other flavor but the grains of sugar that were poured into it.
そしてその時の朝食は黒いコーヒー、ブラックコーヒーとこうオートミールの砂糖味だけがする。オートミール。他の味も全然ないということ。
But he had heard a rumor that there wouldn't be any lunch, so he forced himself to finish his whole bowl.
そして昼食が出ないという噂を聞いて、全部無理やり食べてしまったんですね。
And then, in the morning, they opened up the camp for local visitors to come and visit the people who were held there.
そして午前中になったら、その来客を許された、面会を許された。
So local Japanese Americans from the LA area came and brought one after another all kinds of delicious food for those ministers and others who were held in the camps.
そして近辺の日系人は次々と美味しいごちそういっぱい持ってこられたんですね。
So Tana sensei says, if I'd known we were going to have all of this delicious food, I wouldn't have choked down all of that tasteless oatmeal.
そしてこの美味しいごちそうを食べれるなら、そんな味のないオートミールは食べられなかった、食べなかったということですね。
They waited there for a few days before they were then loaded onto trains for a 25-hour journey to Santa Fe.
そして、まあ、数日後に
あのこうサンタフェまでに移動25時間 の, あの列車の旅行かれたんですね。
They arrived in Santa Fe from coastal California to find a very different climate. そしてサンタフェに着いたら気候が全然違いますね。砂漠ですね。It's a desert.
So cold nights. そして砂漠で夜が冷たい。
Tanda Sensei was originally from Hokkaido and he says it reminded me of my childhood, the springtime, early spring in Hokkaido.
そして、まあ、Hokkaido 出身地の、まあ、春。あの早い 春のこの頃の寒さを思い出したということですね。
Reading all of Tana Sensei's remembrances, the strong impression that I received was the sense of what's going to happen next, and uncertainty, and not being able to feel at ease and relax, the unpredictable future that they faced.
そしてその私にあのいただいた印象はそういう今からどうなるかという不安の心がいっぱいあったということを気づいたんですね。
Yet there was one place where Tana Sensei was able to find peace of mind in the midst of all of this chaos.
ただ一つの拠り所と安心することがあったというふうに書かれていますね。
He describes how less than 2 weeks after arriving in Santa Fe, they were observing the special celebration on April 8th.
そして4月の8日に大きな行事があったんですね。花祭りのことが営むことができました。
There were many, many ministers, particularly in the early days in the Santa Fe camp, the large number of the ministers in the Buddhist churches in America at the time, the Buddhist mission in North America were gathered there in Santa Fe.And so they were able to have a large and full Hanamatsuri celebration with ministers from across Buddhist traditions.
そしてあのこうアメリカ西海岸に行った海教師たちはほぼみんながそこに集まってたから、まあ、立派に Hanamatsuri を営むことができたということですね。
In conclusion, I'd like to share with you Tana Sensei's reflection on this Hanamatsuri that he observed.
そして最後に、田中先生がこの花祭りについての記憶に読んで終わらせていただきたいと思います。
Today we celebrate Shakyamuni Buddha's birthday. At 7 p.m. we will conduct the Hanamatsuri service in the camp dining hall. War between Japan and the United States has given rise to the causes and conditions.By which Buddhists from the West Coast have brought the Buddha to this place where we celebrate his appearance in our world against the backdrop of the Rocky Mountains. I find myself deeply moved when I consider the Buddha's prediction that his teachings would continually spread eastward. From this day forward, there is no telling where we will find ourselves and how long we will stay there.At the moment, there are 630 of us here. When I consider the possibility that in the future, as many as 1,500 Japanese may be interned here, with roughly half the internees being Buddhist, I am reminded that the Buddha showed us that the Dharma is taught according to the circumstance of the times. Therefore, I have asked my wife to work on sending us Buddhist items.After all the Japanese have left the Pacific coast, our temples may be abandoned, but the seed of the Buddha, once planted, will be carried by the winds of war eastward across the American continent so that the Dharma lotus will blossom in this land.
今日は釈尊豪坦の果実である。午後7時からキャンプの食堂で初参り法要を営むはずです。日米戦争が因縁となって、太平洋沿岸の仏教等が仏を背負ってロキ山脈に間近に眺めうる地にまで来て、ここで如来の出世を参考することのは、仏教当然の 禁言を思うとき、感慨深きものがあるものがある。今後いつまでどこに滞在するかは、長短とも未知数であるが、現在630人、将来1500人の日本人が収容されたとしたら、約半分は仏教徒であることを思い、随時法苑の開かれることを要請して、仏具を取り寄せる手続きを妻に去る起こった。日本人のいなくなった太平洋沿岸の仏教界は差し当たり廃炉となるかもしれないが、一度移植された仏宗は戦争の大風に送られて米大陸を東へと運ばれて、まさしく法華を開こうとしている。ナマンダブナマンダナマンダナマンダナマンダ。
So as we remember those who passed over to the other shore in this month of February, we also remember their dedication to the Buddha Dharma, whether they lived here at that time in Japan or wherever their lives were. In some way, they have brought us into this connection that brings us here to this space to sit together to reflect upon how, in the midst of great difficulty and trying times, the Buddha Dharma is always there for us as a source of support and as a clear direction for our own journey to the realm of peace and bliss.
そしてこの2月に戦没者を偲ぶ時は、ここにその時にその収容キャンプの経験をされた方、日本にいらっしゃった方、さまざまな経験をなさった方々おられるんですけど、それぞれの因縁によって私たちがここに集まって仏様の御教えを聞いて、よりどころの浄土に往生することができたということを感謝しております。
So at this time I will conclude. I invite you to join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナマンダ仏、ナマンダ仏、ナマンダ仏、ナマンダ仏。